Random House Audio presents Rebel in Chief, Inside the Bold and Controversial Presidency of George W. Bush by Fred Barnes. Read for you by the author. Chapter 1, The Insurgent Leader. It's February 2, 2005, and President George W. Bush has a lot on his mind. In a matter of hours, he'll deliver the State of the Union address in the chamber of the House of Representatives in the Capitol. The speech will set both the tone and the agenda for his second White House term, and as always, it will be nationally televised and watched worldwide as well. He's practiced the speech twice before on a teleprompter, and may once more. His priorities are bold and controversial. 2 weeks ago, in his inaugural address, he announced a crusade to uproot tyranny and plant democracy around the world. Many American and foreign political leaders, plus the usual horde of media commentators, found the idea grandiose or simply naive, so the president needs to flesh out his ambitious plan convincingly. As luck would have it, and Bush's luck is legendary, his task has been made easier by the breathtaking success of the election in Iraq 2 days earlier. Before the election, the Washington Press Corps expected little from the Iraqis. A Washington Post reporter, Dana Milbank, suggested sarcastically that the Iraqi turnout at the polls might number only in the dozens. He was off by 8.5 million. Bush has other big issues to talk about besides Iraq. He wants to privatize Social Security partially and make the wobbly system solvent for generations to come. He wants to overhaul the tax code. He wants to tilt the ideological balance of the federal courts to the right, and he wants to inject free market forces into America's dysfunctional health care system.